You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
I like that's one of my favorite parts about
is the group
modern
clap.
Day podcasting is the group clap.
The group clap.
The
group clap. It is. You're right.
Shall we clap?
Shall we clap, lads?
All right. So here we are. We are recapping NHL All-Star Weekend. What a weekend it was. You can hear it in my voice.
It's been the energy is obvious.
And I had a lot of fun, but less so at the events and more just hanging out with people.
Yeah,
correct.
But how did we feel about it? I have questions first. Before we get into it, it's Sarah Sivian, Jeremy Taché, Roy Bellamy, and I'm Chris. We're here talking. And Roy, explain to me, do bruisers ever make All-Star games? Because my wife was saying in the middle of the game that there's never fights, obviously, in the All-Star game. But it's obviously because they're just not going to fight at an All-Star game. But do bruisers ever make All-Star games? Or is it always just the skilled guys that don't want to fight that are at All-Star games? Like, name an All-Star that was here this week that, like, is a fighter.
John Scott. He's not here right now.
Yeah. it takes a fan vote, basically, to get some of these guys in. But since the really phasing out fighting, you're not going to find that anymore.
Yeah, because Kirsten and I were talking off-air that we should next year have just like a bruisers all-star game. It's only fighters at the all-star game. Your thoughts?
No. Are they going to fight, or are they just going to play hockey?
I will say, so the, what was the competition? Was it the breakaway competition that was sort of the rehearsed sort of WWE sketch looking thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if instead of the breakaway competition, they just had all of the bruisers just do like a WWE match in the middle of an intermission or something like that.
Instead of a breakaway, like a Breaking Bones.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, no, but I think this is the plan where we could just take the fighters. I'm really glad this is where we started.
Yeah.
This
feels like take it a bit.
I mean, I don't know how, like, what do you guys got? Like, what are your big takeaways from this weekend? And Sarah, what do you got?
Good question. I you can hear it in my voice.
Yes.
I had an absolute blast, of course, but the skills competition, I'll say that was probably a low light.
It's more of like a TV event, it seems like. Yeah,
they got to work on that. I just think there's better ways to go about it to make it a little quicker.
Yeah, I think this was the thing that I noticed about the skills competition in particular was that it was, like you guys said, like very much a made-for-TV event. And in some ways, so is the All-Star Game. Like, the fact that there's not really a high level of competition.
Yeah.
There are no bruisers. Like, it doesn't really feel
more
like
bruisers.
Hockey.
We need more bruisers.
And so I do think they did a good job of, like, breaking down this game where it was like, okay, we're going to do this in parts now. So if you're going to get a non-competitive game, rather than just putting two teams out there competing for 60 minutes and no competition, they broke that down. And I actually thought that was a really welcomed addition. Like, having 20-minute periods like that was really enjoyable.
I'm going to steal a take from a guy in the presser room. Like, he said it, and I'm just going to repeat it.
Great.
Watching the skills competition was like what I imagine watching, like, a movie. like on a set of a movie is like, because it was just like, all right, 3 seconds of action, and then let's break it all down. Let's stand around for 2 hours, and then let's do something else for 10 seconds. It was just so much standing around.
I mean, they could have easily shaved an hour off of that. Mm-hmm. Like, 3 hours.
Love a good shaving of time.
Yeah, yeah. 3 hours is entirely too long for a skills competition. So, and the way they broke everything apart wasn't exactly great either. So, yeah, they kind of need a little reformatting.
That said, I do think that, like, it's cool that the effort was there. So it's like, to me, it was cool that the NHL tried something new on something like the skills competition, where clearly they were trying to bring in these skits and all these different types of things, and that, like, players were willing to buy into that. Like, we talk all the time about how in the NHL and the MLB, it's hard to, like, make stars because guys' personalities, this and that. Well, I mean, you had, you know, Mitch Marner coming out here in a full Miami Vice costume. You had Kachuk coming out with Barkey doing a sort of beach day theme on the skills competition. So at least they're trying something. Trial by fire, maybe.
Okay, I was talking to a hashtag league source about this.
League
sources.
They were saying it's kind of hard to force something that's not there, and that's a bigger problem in the league all around. And that's why I actually am so for bringing bruisers in, because those are the guys with the personality.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to get, now that the fan vote was back this year, I tried to get Ryan Reeves there, and nobody was having it. Like, let's take this seriously.
Yeah.
He would have been electric. Right. Come on. He would have been great for TV.
And somebody that would enjoy it, probably, like McKinnon. And basically admitted to us, like, I got voted in, so I'm here. Like, he wasn't happy.
He wasn't happy at all. Wow.
Coaches weren't either thrilled about this.
I'd like to have a conversation about the elephant in the room, which is
Gritty getting screwed out of the dance contest, the mascot dance contest. Okay,
no,
we can get to that later.
It's the two of you and your voices.
I feel like, Chris, dude, you should have heard me at like 10 a.m.
Well, I guess that's more
this
my
is,
thought.
I have bounced back.
I have some questions about what went down the night after the skills competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we went clubbing with Roy.
Yeah. Right. All right. So clubbing with Roy.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I have so many questions. When I left to set the stage, I left the skills competition after that was over.
Yeah.
With the plan of everybody that I had spoken to, including the people right here, of, hey, we're gonna go to this cool, pretty chill bar right here in Sunrise.
By the infield.
Pretty relaxed. The infield. Get a couple of drinks.
A staple.
Free for media. Everything's
a local
great.
Staple.
Local staple. Everything's going to be chill.
They were throwing darts at my head, but well, that was pretty chill.
Okay, so these are the questions I have, because it went from that to I woke up this morning to a video of DJ Pauly D.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of questions of how we got from point A to point B, and I'd like to hear the story of the night from you guys, because really that's more important than anything that happened on the ice.
We were drinking at the infield, and then when David Dwork says to you, I can get you guys into a private party at Dare, which is a club at Hard Rock, you're going to go every time. And so it ended up with... I just ended up following Roy and David Dwork into Dare Club, and then all of a sudden they were gone, and I was staring up at DJ Pauly D. We stumbled into DJ Pauly D, yes.
Me, you, and your friend, and my backpack.
Yeah. Oh, yes, lugging around the backpack.
His friend was, like, asking these people who had a table, like,
The backpack was a big hit.
The people started, like the crowd pulling, whatever it's called.
Yep,
that's what happened.
I agree. I mean, it's perfect timing.
The crowd poll was happening, and we were like, is somebody here? And I thought it might have been Pitbull, because I don't know where Miami.
Yeah, of course.
And they were playing Pitbull, and all of a sudden, you
the
see
screen.
The little character.
Yeah, I was like, no way.
That's unbelievable.
I am a Jersey Shore, like, that's like my guilty pleasure of, like, terrible TV. So, like, this was like... I was so excited.
You kept being like, oh my God, I'm going to tell my kids I'm on Jersey.
I was like, I stumbled. Part was like stumbling into it. Like, if we had been talking all day about going to see Pauly D, I wouldn't have been that.
Right. Yeah,
that's not something I would have even, but just being like, oh, we're at this loud club. Oh my God, we should probably leave. Oh God, it's DJ Pauly D. We're staying. And we fist bumped for like two, it felt like 5 hours. I don't know how long. It might've been 40 minutes.
I
don't know.
I had one drink the whole time.
Right. Exactly.
It wasn't even that. Just riding the high of seeing DJ
It was Pauly just... Well, and he did his thing.
It cracked me up that he was wearing a Vegas Golden Knights jersey.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You had DJ Pauly D
He's
out
like
there
hockey
repping
week,
NHL.
All right.
Did you see he was in Vegas?
What's crazy is I was just in Vegas, and I was at the Cosmopolitan, and I looked, there's a club, and I think it's called the Marquee, and that's inside the Cosmopolitan. Wow. And I went and I was looking at all of the, just walking around, looking at all the different people who had played there, and I was so upset because just a few days earlier, I could have seen DJ Pauly D. I literally walked out and I could not believe. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we missed him.
Yeah.
And now here we are. He's wearing a Vegas Golden Knights jersey. He must have gotten time he was there.
But we haven't addressed yet what happened to you and David Dork. Because like we were in there, all a group of us, and then all of a sudden you guys were gone.
Yeah, we came to a realization that we're old. Yes, Dave just turned 40. I'm turning 39. And I realized this place is entirely too loud. Dan has told the story. The last time he was in a club, he felt like the bass had shot through his chest, kind of like Jesse Ventura in Predator, how he died, basically. So, yeah, like, I'm Dan now. I'm the old man in the club.
The clubs aren't really my scene anymore, but I was just caught. I just got lost in DJ Pauly D. Like I was like lost in the sauce. I can't remember the last time I fist. Like I was at a club and like, but I was just like, I'm here. And
I just wish I had.
I'm not leaving until he's done.
The way I was thinking this was gonna happen was like all the rest of the NHL media was going to Fort Lauderdale. I was like, I'm not gonna go do that because I'm staying in Miami. I'm just gonna quickly stop by the Hard Rock.
Yeah,
have like a nice chill night.
You can't do that.
Right. Well, that's what I thought left with everybody saying like, oh, this is gonna be a chill night. We went a little too hard on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Friday's gonna be more relaxed. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. And then all of a sudden, you know, that's the video that I'm waking up to, which is really
tonight's
amazing.
Gonna be chilling.
I've always
tonight's
yeah.
Gonna be chill.
I don't believe you. I've always wanted to be cool enough to say that last night was a movie. And it's like the first time in my life where I could say it. Last night was a movie.
That's the title of this episode.
Yeah, right.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The last night was a movie in the NHL All-Star Game.
I want to punch myself in the face for saying that.
That was our project.
That was
you're a bruiser. You're bruising yourself.
Yes.
Yikes.
Yikes.
So looking back at the All-Star Game today, I wanted to ask you guys, between the All-Star Game, Media Day, and the Skills Challenge, which of those three was your favorite? Like, for me, I really enjoyed Media Day in that it was really fun to get to talk to the players, and that was kind of our only chance to do so. But did either of the other events, like, stand out for you guys? Like, oh, this is cool with fans and stuff like that.
Well, I enjoyed the game, like, because we've already bashed the skills thing enough. But Media Day was probably the highlight, just because we got to do our thing and, like, talk to all the players.
Yeah.
But and it was just such a cool backdrop. But, yeah. The game, I think I was saying to myself during the game, man, this is much better than last night, but it was still not that exciting. Like, it was I think based off last night, I enjoyed the game, but...
Because you could actually tell what was going on in the competition.
If you, like, made me give, like, each of, like, their... I think, like, the skills competition is getting, like, a D+, and this tonight is getting, like, a C+.
C+. C+, all right, that's positive.
Great.
It gets a degree.
Everything is positive.
They did. It passed. Barely.
C degrees.
But last night, A+.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so the party was A+.
DJ Pauly D. Did I mention that?
Is it incomplete?
DJ Pauly A+.
These events are honestly like about.
Right.
And all the fan events too. Like, not just for us in the media.
Uh-huh.
The fans at the beach parties and the red carpet and stuff like that. They had a blast.
But like being at the infield with a bunch of media people, like just getting to like network and not network, but like just see people that you like, you know. So yeah, it was just mainly cool. Like seeing people and hanging out more than the actual stuff.
I would say the thing that disappointed me the most, even more so than any part of the skills competition, was the fact that Fall Out Boy only played 3 songs. And that those 3 songs were all incredibly commercial songs. We got no OG Fueled by Ramen Fall Out Boy.
What are your thoughts on Fall Out Boy?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I left the press box when the concert started.
You left the press box?
You surprised me one time with your music take. Like, you're just so like I get it.
Well, first I left the press box to go see Anita and Claire, and that's the one. That's one.
Out of the year.
Feel bad.
Yeah, you deserve to feel bad, you bastards. Anyway, yeah.
I thought they were some 41. My wife was like, what songs do they have? And I'm like, oh, basically all of American Pie. Just listen to American Pie.
And then
they came out. I was like, where's the guy with the face? And they're like, and I looked it up. You know who I'm talking about.
Everybody knows who Chris is talking about. Faces.
But he's just
like, the guy from
he's the guy that dated like Avril Lavigne.
Right.
The guy with the face.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, oh, that's not them. So that like midway through, I was like, oh, Fall Out Boy, not Sum 41.
Yeah, it's a different face.
Yeah.
They played Centuries, My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark, and their new single. And it was cool. During Centuries, they played like a really awesome
montage
of all these old players and all of that stuff. And that was great. But I literally felt the entire time like I was watching like an ESPN infomercial, because those songs have been used for college football promos and baseball promos and hockey promos. And they knew who they were catering to. Like Fall Out Boy knew they were showing up for 10 minutes, playing a few songs that everybody in this yeah. crowd had heard before and walking away, cashing a check.
Yeah, I recognize that Centuries song because NBC used it for their hockey coverage.
Right.
When they had it, and they played it ad nauseum,
yep.
and it was, I get angry every time. Yeah, every time they played it.
Those songs have become, like, so worn out because of all of it.
Excellent use of fire during yes. that performance.
Pyrotechnics just were top notch.
Many, many dollars spent. By the way, the PA system in this arena was so good this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, they must have improved it. And my sources are telling me that they're not staying. That the NHL came in and was like, this is unacceptable, PA. We need a new system. Let's spend a lot of money. But we're taking it, and we're leaving it, so you're the rest of your Panthers games, you will once again not be able to hear the in-game hosts.
Was it during the Super Bowl that they built a whole bunch of, like, extra actual buildings yeah. around here where yeah. they just ended up then tearing them down? Yeah. Like, they just built all of these extra structures and either left them for naught or ultimately just tore them down, and I guess that's what was happening in here. How was it observing, because you know, Roy, Sarah, and I were up here in the press box for most of the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. You were down with the real people.
With
the folks in the stands. How was it, like, being amongst all of the fans?
It wasn't as jam-packed. Like, there were some seats, you know, not to criticized the South Florida market. Was it a sellout?
It didn't
feel like a sellout.
It was a sellout crowd. David Sampson sellout? Is that what we're saying?
Exactly.
It's a David Sampson sellout?
It was fine. It was not like anything wildly electric. During the skills competition, it got pretty wild when Connor McDavid did that, like, where he got like four shots in like 10 seconds.
Right.
That was the only excitement I felt like during that contest. But honestly, if I'm giving grades again, I'll give the crowds a B-.
I don't know about that. I was worried in the first game because it sounded pretty dead. It sounded pretty dead. And yeah. Of course, I mean, Central and Pacific, that was a dud of a game anyway. But, yeah, it was dead. But then Atlantic and Metro started playing, and that was very exciting, and that's when they started getting into the game.
The funniest part of today during the game was when the Gritty dance competition had confetti everywhere, and then confetti was going onto the ice. Yeah. And like Vasilevskiy was like, yeah, during one of the breaks, was like looking up, and he was like literally like, as like these little pieces of confetti were just like, and these damn guys, like the shovelers were out there, like, I'm sorry, like picking up individual
right
pieces
off
of confetti,
ice, which is a nightmare. Yeah.
Like I said, Gritty got screwed in that dance competition because the Atlantic was just going to win because Panther fans, but it's like,
it's
you got to respect the Gritty there.
I do think Gritty was too overwhelming of a favorite. That people just had to go against.
But the fact that he got that, it was close. That the reset, because it was like, who uh-huh. wins? Cheer. And the fact that Gritty was even close to the Atlantic, you don't agree?
No, I agree.
Did you leave during that too?
No, I was here. I was here for that. I think Metro should have won the mascot contest personally. All the Atlantic did was they carried Stanley C. Panther, and they just grabbed a bucket of confetti,
yeah.
just did like this.
Yeah,
and Victor E. Rat tossed the confetti there. So it's like Victor E. Rat.
Victor E. Rat.
Yeah, that's the name of the man. Yeah. So yeah, I think the Metro should won.
Looking back at this weekend before we wrap this up, and I do have one more take that I want to hear your opinion in particular.
I think we should just make Sarah talk more because her voice is so good today.
Yeah.
So I've always had this voice since when I was a kid. But every time I stay up late, travel, or drink,
yes.
it gets like this again.
Same.
And we had like a hat trick of that.
Yes.
Yay, yeah. Hockey fun.
We'll end with a two-minute monologue from you at the end. But
yeah,
okay, go ahead.
But before we wrap up, just sort of looking back at the weekend, because obviously folks listening to this can get this content here. There will
yep.
be stuff that goes up on YouTube. We have all sorts of stuff posting that's already posted on the Levitard socials,
yep.
on the Too Many Men socials that are coming out as well. But when you look back at this weekend, what was obviously not in just in particular events, and I don't want to hear going out to the club, although
right.
that was great.
Yeah, obviously programming needs to be updated. But yeah, I think it's a win, really, for the team. For the team, and the reason I think it's a win, hopefully it won't take another 20 years for us to get this event
right.
again. Hopefully we get an outdoor game. The Panthers and the Marlins were talking about possibly using Lone Depot Park as a site. So hopefully
Summer Classic, maybe. That would be amazing.
Let's just start the game with the sun, like on the beach, and just see what the ice looks like after.
See what happens.
It would just be like water polo.
The third period.
It would be water polo by the end.
But I think that big block of ice probably could survive a couple hours. Like, I think it would get...
How do they get the ice there to begin with?
No,
they get their refrigeration.
Yeah, I mean, they bring it out, this, like, ice that's, like... ready to go.
Okay.
And then...
And just start right away and see how long it lasts.
I just think, what does that third period look like?
I do like the idea of playing a game that is timed by the sun as opposed to by, like, an actual clock.
And if it ends with water polo, that's hilarious.
It's also fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also fun.
See? Idea man.
Send
it to Bettman.
The only take that I wanted to get off the ground, or the question that I wanted to ask, and I mentioned it to Sarah earlier, this is not a good way to end this, but I'm going
to
do it anyway.
Do you wanted to ask Kachuk if he's seen Ned Flanagan's
yet? Well, I did want to ask him that, but more importantly...
I was going to do it, and I got scared.
I was going to ask him what he thought, like, what the most Florida thing that he saw was, and I also got scared and cowered away.
Maybe we should ask Sarah that.
Sarah, what's the most Florida thing you saw this week?
Besides just stumbling into DJ Pauly. Because
that's pretty Florida.
That is pretty Florida.
Pretty Florida.
Jersey, technically.
The amount of time I spent in traffic...
Yeah, oh, that's traffic, also true. Man.
This place is a nightmare.
I've just been kind of running around, though, so
whoever booked you on South Beach, not, you know.
I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
I'm just complaining for you. That's just the logistics there. It's just, that's me saying that.
So last thing. I noticed that when Nikita Kucherov was introduced before the game, there was a huge swell of boos from Florida Panthers
fans.
It's a mixture.
Vasilevsky got booed too.
So this is my point.
Okay.
Is there anything worse in sports than rooting against a player who has an ooh in their name,
right,
so that when you boo him, he just thinks you're cheering for him? Oh. So like Kevin Youkilis, when he used to go into Yankee Stadium, they would boo him, but it was just like being at Fenway where they get you.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's one of the weirdest advantages to have as a player in sports is you can't get booed.
I've always been intrigued by our obsession with the ooh.
With the fan, ooh.
If you hear anything that sounds like ooh, you have to go ooh.
Not to reference Bruce Springsteen for the second time.
We don't do this with other noises.
No other noises.
Like Carl, why don't we go
right.
Like why we only want to do it with oohs. Is it because Oz and Oz? We don't even do it with Oz, though. Like, if some guy's name was Jack Oz, we're not like, Oz. It's only Ooze.
Yeah, I agree.
It's annoying.
You know, linguist on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I brought this up.
No, it's the best topic we've had all day, honestly.
The answer is that you...
Besides DJ Pauly D. Right. Did I mention that happened?
No.
Okay.
All right.